Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. Happy Friday. You've already heard the dulcet tones of Juliet Huddy. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Hi, Frankie. The dulcet tones of the glacier melt. That's a line of a song by Enter Shikari, one of the greatest bands of all time. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody had a nice Thursday, and you're looking forward to the weekend because we're going to have some absolutely beautiful weather. I'm so excited about this.
Yesterday turned out to be rough, but late in the day, right?
Yeah. You know what? Out on Huntington, I didn't really see much, at least not until I went to bed, which was about 6:30. So I don't know, maybe something happened overnight, but I've got my sound machine right next to my ear and my huge fan blowing, so I can't hear anything. But let's go to the weather right now from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. We're looking at a beautiful day, sunny, 81 degrees. We will have some humidity, but some light breezes and probably some heavier breezes later on in the day. The humidity will actually go down as the day goes on. We'll get a clear sky tonight with a low of around 60. And then tomorrow, that humidity stays down, but we'll have plenty of sunshine, 79 degrees, just gorgeous. Just a beautiful day tomorrow. I mean, the next 2 days are going to be fantastic. 65 degrees for a low Saturday night and into Sunday. It's not going to be bad temperature-wise. We'll have 78 degrees. We're starting off with partly cloudy skies during the morning hours, but unfortunately, we should probably give way or expect some occasional showers in the afternoon. And those showers will continue early, but clear later on that night. And that'll bring us a nice day on Monday, just in time for the work week. Sunny skies with a high of 81 degrees and humidity not so great, but otherwise, everything else is cool. Right now, the temperature in Manhattan is 72 degrees. I like it. I'll take it.
Absolutely. It's looking great out so far. It's feeling pretty good. And looking like that's going to be that way the whole day. All right. We'll have traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan in just 2 minutes. But United Airlines is announcing 5 grand prize winners of its Your Shot to Fly sweepstakes. The lucky winners will each get to fly anywhere in the world United flies with a companion for a full year. The winners were from Arizona, California, Ohio, and Florida. The sweepstakes were in support of the Biden administration's ongoing national effort to encourage more people to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. In less than a month, more than 1 million United members uploaded their vaccine cards to their website and app for a shot to win one of the grand prizes.
All right, we do have a lot of information today on the coronavirus and specifically the Delta variant. We did get a bit of ominous news on the pandemic front, though. The United States is nearing last summer's numbers when it comes to infections and hospitalizations. Now, there is some light at the end of the tunnel, so just bear with me. A year ago, we started to see a downturn right about this time. But today, the U.S. case average is trending in the wrong directions. It's actually going up. Right now, we're averaging nearly 62,000 new cases every day. The infection rate is up nearly 65% since last week and 440% since mid-June. The number of people being hospitalized is also closing in on last summer's numbers. Back then at this time, we saw about 37,000 patients under hospital care. But again, that number was decreasing as the days were going on. Today, that number, unfortunately, it's 33,000 compared to 37,000, but it's growing. The one bright side is that so far deaths are much lower than they were at this time.
5:07, time to check in with Joe Nolan, who's got traffic and transit on the 7s. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Frank. Morning, everybody. We're starting out in pretty good shape, actually. Southbound Route 17, though, right south of Route 4, all lanes are closed. There's an overturned tractor trailer. It's in the process of being clear, but again, as you travel southbound on Route 17, we got a big old problem, and this sounds like it might be there for a while. It's just between 4 and Farview Avenue. All lanes are going to be closed. Jersey Turnpike southbound, the outer roadway, an accident at the right lane. That's being worked on right around the area of Interchange 8. Other than that, though, we're in pretty decent shape. Ortega Township, Route 72 is shut down, probably because of the storms from yesterday at Warren Grove Road, and again, that because of down power lines. And alternate side, once again, today is in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Joseph, really quick, if I'm leaving the city at around 8:30 going to Hoboken, am I Yes, a.m. Will I be hitting traffic? How early does it start?
You know, you really, I mean, it won't be as bad as if you were coming inbound, that's for sure. But yeah,
you're coming inbound right afterwards.
Oh, okay. You're going to get a little bit of it. Yeah, but nothing, you know, it won't be horrible, no.
Such is life, such is life. Well, I do have air conditioning in my car, knock on wood, it stays that way. All right, thanks, Joe. We'll check back with you in a bit. Meantime, U.S. First Lady Jill Biden underwent a, quote, successful medical procedure on Thursday, according to her spokesperson. Apparently, there was some sort of debris lodged in her left foot. She stopped in Hawaii last week, and I believe it was after her appearance in Tokyo at the Olympics when this happened. President Biden was along with her yesterday when she went under the knife at Walter Reed.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott is threatening to fine businesses that enforce COVID mask mandates. His new executive order bans vaccine requirements as well, calling it a matter of personal responsibility. This means state and government agencies can't ask people to show proof of vaccination before entering a building. Nursing homes and other assisted living facilities are exempt from the new rules. Fines will be up to $1,000.
A heartbreaking tragedy, Frank, at the Vessel, which is over there at Hudson Yards. It's a really just an amazing structure. But it's proven deadly. Yet another person has leaped to their death from this giant interactive sculpture. This time it was a 15-year-old boy. It happened around 1 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. The Daily News reporting he was there with his family who were nearby when it's happened. It's not clear if they saw it, but they were nearby, and the paper made sure to mention that. This is actually the fourth suicide since the 150-foot tall structure opened 2 years ago.
And I want to wish a very special shout out to a very special listener, my wife, Rachel, who was listening to her very first live edition of the early morning news.
Rachel.
She usually is asleep at this time and catches the podcast.
Why is she awake?
She has to drive out to Long Island for some work thing, so she needs to get an early
start
for the day.
So
hopefully you enjoy the show as much as we do doing it.
So. Yeah, Rachel, stop by a Prime later on. Text me.
I think she's got a pretty busy day. Yeah.
Well, just in case she's busy, she's happens by on the.
Where is Prime?
It's right on the water in Huntington.
So that's where
beautiful
you're going to be.
Restaurant.
You're doing.
I have to have a meeting there later on today. So.
All right. A key military agreement between the U.S. and the Philippines is back on. The president of the Philippines changed his mind about canceling it. He decided to restore the visiting forces agreement after meeting with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin last night. The so-called VFA provides for the rotation of thousands of U.S. troops in and out of the Philippines for war drills and exercises.
Well, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was doubling down on those mask rules. From now on, this was what was happening yesterday, U.S. Capitol Police had been ordered to arrest visitors and staff members who refused to cover up. They were supposed to just give a warning to the actual congresspeople themselves. But the policy was supposed to go into effect today, but breaking news last night or late yesterday, the Capitol Police are now walking back the policy, sort of. They're now ordering officers to simply deny entry and possibly arrest those who go into the House chambers without wearing masks. So, I mean, conceivably, you could just wear your mask, walk in, take it off, and I guess just be sly about it. I don't know. They released a statement saying, quote, there's no reason it should ever come to someone being arrested. Famous last words.
Exactly. A sailor, speaking of arrests, is being charged with starting a fire last summer that destroyed a warship docked in San Diego. The fire burned for nearly 5 days and injured 63 people. The sailor was a member of the USS Bonhomme Richards crew at the time. The Navy is considering court-martial charges and has set a date for a preliminary hearing. As for the ship, the remains are being recycled since it cost too much to repair.
Well, Dr. Fauci is backing up the reversal of the CDC's mask rules. He claims that vaccinated people infected with the Delta variant carry the same viral loads as unvaccinated folks, which essentially in English means vaccinated people can spread the Delta strain just as easily as people who are not. But the CDC hasn't publicly shared the data, and experts had been calling for the agency to make it public, and people were getting very upset on basically all sides of the aisle and political spectrum and social spectrum and so forth. Well, we do have some breaking news this morning, and you ask and you shall receive. The CDC's Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the data will be published today. The agency's director says it's going to show the Delta variant, as promised, is highly transmissible even among the fully vaccinated. The Washington Post actually reported that it has seen the CDC documents on the Delta strain, and they back up what Dr. Walensky and Dr. Fauci and others are saying. An announcement is expected today during the White House COVID Task Force meeting, which actually is happening later this morning.
MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell is going to pull his company's ads from Fox News. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Lindell will stop advertising on Fox because of a disagreement over a commercial promoting an event linked to Lindell's repeated claims of voter fraud. Lindell is a strong supporter of former President Donald Trump's claims that the November election was stolen from him. And in the interest of full disclosure, MyPillow is an advertiser here at WABC.
You know, that's a really big move, and I'm sure Fox is not pleased about that, because Lindell and MyPillow have been one of the biggest, if not the biggest, advertisers on Fox for a long, long time. I mean, when I was there, MyPillow, it wasn't well known back then, but it was they were spending a lot of money.
And if you look at some of the more controversial shows, like Tucker Carlson, for instance, he's been subject to a lot of advertiser boycotts. One of the only consistent advertisers that I've seen through all these boycotts has been MyPillow. So wonder what's going to happen now.
That is true. America, though, is grabbing that gold despite the exit of one of their stars. Team USA gymnast Sunisa Lee roared to victory, winning gold in the all-around in gymnastics. It was a fight to the finish, too, because Lee was going head-to-head with Brazil's Rebeca Andrade right up to the end. But the Brazilian botched her floor routine, and that's when Lee slipped in to win the gold. Simone Biles' replacement, by the way, Jade Carey, unfortunately underperformed in most of her routines, including the unevens and the beam. And in the meantime, Simone Biles herself is fighting back at critics who have been mocking and chiding and shading and verbally abusing her for pulling out of the Olympics, at least portions of the Olympics. The 24-year-old superstar gymnast posted a clip of herself practicing in Tokyo. Now, this was during practice, falling from the bars. And she said that she was suffering from something the gymnastics world calls the twisties. That's when athletes lose their ability to get their bearings when they're in the air. The phenomenon could and has put many men and women at risk of serious injury. So rather than break her neck, Biles bailed. And it's not clear whether she's going to take part in the individual events next week. Obviously, she's just feeling really off.
Well, speaking of the Olympics, sports is brought to you by Peerless Boilers. Here's what's happening. The Yankees are acquiring another big bat. New York has traded for first baseman Anthony Rizzo from the Chicago Cubs. And it's looking like they could have used him yesterday. The Rays scored two touchdowns in their 14-0 win over the Yankees in St. Petersburg. Austin Meadows drove in five runs with three-run and two-run bombs. And it was just overall a bad day for the Yankees. They'll continue their South Florida trek tonight as they visit the Marlins in Miami for an interleague game. Things not much better for the Mets. Austin Riley homered for his third straight game as the Braves beat the Mets 6-3 in Flushing, Queens. The third baseman mashed his 21st homer of the year with a two-run shot in the fourth inning. The Mets will host the Reds tonight at home. And remember Major League Baseball pitcher Curt Schilling? Well, former Major League Baseball star Curt Schilling will be on the Hall of Fame ballot for one more year, despite his wishes to be off the ballot. The Baseball Hall of Fame turned down Schilling's request to be removed from the 2022 Baseball Writers Association of America Hall of Fame ballot. It will be his last year eligible for the Hall of Fame. He was the top vote getter in this year's voting when nobody got elected to the Hall. He was on 71.1% of the ballots, which was just shy of the threshold needed to get in. Schilling said in January he did not want to be in the Hall of Fame. 517, what do you make of that, Joe Nolan? Schilling's decision not to, wanting not to be in the Hall of Fame and not in the Hall of Fame ballot.
That's odd. I mean, you would think that someone, you're doing something your whole life and you're going to, but the Baseball Hall of Fame is a great recognition, you know?
I think he thought that maybe he didn't get in this year because of some of his more controversial political views.
Yeah, it could be.
And his attitude was, oh, a pox on you. You don't want me, I don't want you.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's no chance he's going to get in now.
Right! Exactly!
You're on Route 17 southbound, right around Route 4. All lanes are closed. An overturned vehicle. It is still in the process of being cleared up there in Paramus. So look for those delays. Southbound Turnpike, the outer roadway, an accident in the right lane. And again, that continues to head southbound in those truck lanes as you get down towards Interchange 13. And apparently we have some delays back to 13A. So, in fact, we just got word now Route 17 has been cleared. The overnight accident there is out of the way. So that's good news. All lanes open. Mass Transit, other than that, really not too much. Mass Transit looks good. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. The support, a service of America's best contacts and eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get two pairs and a free exam for just $69.95. The exam alone is worth $50. That's not just a better deal. It's America's best. Book your exam online today. In certain states, eye exams provided by independent ophthalmologists. See store for details. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, sir. So this is a crazy story about Scarlett Johansson suing, biting the hand that feeds her. Man, I mean, when you've got to think that you're pretty powerful in Hollywood if you can go up against a major movie studio and still be an active actress. And Frank is going to tell us a little bit about what this is all about coming up in his business report. In the meantime, in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 7:40, at 5:40, we have some exciting news from overseas for those wanting to travel to the United Kingdom. Sid is going to be very happy about this, and we'll tell you all about it coming up after this quick message.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Investors are shrugging off economic numbers out yesterday that didn't quite match expectations. Second quarter GDP rose 6.5%, but analysts were looking for almost 8.5%. Experts also thought initial jobless claims would be around 385,000. Instead, they came in at 400,000. Despite all that, the buying didn't stop on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 153 points. The S&P 500 gained 18 points, while the NASDAQ added 15 points. It was a big day for online broker Robinhood as it debuted on the NASDAQ. Despite all the excitement, it fell more than 8%. Other losers on the day include PayPal, which fell more than 6%. Facebook also had a rough day as it lost 4%. As far as the winners of the session, they include Yum Brands. It rose more than 6% as it brought in more than $1.5 billion in revenue during the second quarter. Qualcomm shares also spiked after beats on earnings per share and revenue. Well, as you heard Juliet allude to just a moment ago, the Walt Disney Company is now firing back at Scarlett Johansson after she sued the company for her latest movie, Black Widow. Johansson claims putting the film on Disney Plus, in addition to releasing it in theaters at the same time, violated her contract. However, Disney says the lawsuit not only has no merit, but is especially sad and distressing in its callous disregard for the horrific and prolonged global effects of the pandemic. The company claims the actress already got $20 million and noted releasing the movie on Disney Plus significantly enhanced her possibility to earn more, Juliet.
Except for with Disney Studios right. At this point. Okay, I just wanted to remind you guys that at 5:30 we have a gentleman named David Benari. Eric David Benari. He's going to be coming up at 5:30 to talk about a really cool charity for foster kids called Techie Youth. And I love for you guys to hear about this because I think it's something that a lot of folks out there who might feel like they just need to pay it forward should get interested in. And there's something really cool that they're doing next week. We'll talk about that. In the meantime, let's get that soundbite ready that I have sent over to you, Rob, because this is a crazy story. Black Lives Matter has issued a warning, basically a threat, to a Rhode Island lawmaker. Essentially, the message is leave your white supremacist country club or we're coming for you.
We'll go to his club. We'll go to his office. We'll go to his home, wherever we need to go.
That is Mark Fisher. He is a member of the activist group's Rhode Island chapter. He says they're giving Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who is a Democrat, by the way, till Friday to cut his ties with Bailey's Beach Club. Now, if you've ever been to Newport, Rhode Island, which is where I was trying to go, Bailey's Beach Club it's kind of legendary. I mean, it's sort of this historic place. It's also private. Fisher claims the club only allows whites. The warning comes just weeks after the senator issued his own statement claiming that he was not a member of the club. his wife and family are, but he said he would help to work to make the swanky Newport private club more inclusive. Now, a Bailey spokesperson issued their own statement claiming that its members have, quote, included people of many racial, religious, and ethnic backgrounds from around the world, but that the members have invited. It's not like they have members. So I think that's kind of the sticking point here. But to say that you're going to go out and stand outside of some person's home and intimidate their family. I don't care what side of the aisle you come from. I think it's despicable.
I have always said that for anybody. And I was really glad to see Don Lemon on CNN and Meghan McCain on ABC's The View come out and denounce that person that was harassing Tucker Carlson in some store, even though they probably don't like Tucker Carlson. The fact that, you know, somebody would be accosted while they're just trying to shop in a store, there's really no need for that. And I was glad to see both Don Lemon and Meghan McCain
I was listening to you this morning. I'm wishy-washy on that because I feel like when you're somebody who is so controversial, you make a career out of being controversial, it puts you in that firing range. However, Tucker was with his daughter, and that's where I think you need to draw the line. But I also disagree that you go up to people and get in their face. You know, if you want to say, hey, I don't like what you do, that's one thing. But if you sit there and follow them around, that's a completely different thing. I mean, somebody comes up to me and says, you know, man, I don't like what you say. I don't like the fact you don't like Trump. Okay. But if they're nasty about it, they get in my face, that's a whole different deal. Mm.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
Virginia will be the temporary home for some Afghans who worked for the U.S. military. About 700 Afghan refugees who worked as translators or contractors are due to arrive at Fort Lee, Virginia soon. Work is underway on temporary housing for them and their family members. Some of the first group has already arrived.
Fabulous. Well, this is a crazy story. I guess it's not exactly shocking. The Catholic Church reeling this morning after one of their former archbishops is charged with molesting a teenage boy. It dates back to the 1970s. Ex-DC Cardinal Theodore McCarrick was kicked out of the priesthood back in 2018 after the allegation came to light, and among some other things. Pope Francis defrocked him a year later after Vatican officials found him guilty of soliciting sex from both adults and minors during confession. The charges filed Wednesday. The 91-year-old, reportedly the highest-ranking Roman Catholic official in the U.S. to face criminal charges in the clergy sex abuse scandal. He is expected in court August 26th. He'll be arraigned on 3 counts of indecent assault and battery on a person over 15, and McCarrick denies the charges.
So my work night was just beginning last night around 10:30, 11 o'clock. And I was getting text messages from, of all people, Joe Nolan at 20 after 11 p.m. last night.
What?
In spite of the fact that I know he's starting his day around 4 a.m. or so. Joe, what were you up to
party
last
boy.
Night?
We had a couple of Marianne's children came in from out of town. So we were, they're in their late 20s. So we opened a bottle of bourbon and
holy moly, how you feeling today, Joey?
I feel good right now.
Wait for 2 hours when the buzz wears off. I'm just kidding.
What kind of bourbon was it?
Wood.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, really good, really good. A little ginger ale, piece of lime.
That's too good to mix with ginger ale. Come on.
Yeah, I know, but I can't drink it straight. I'd get, especially not as much. Couldn't have 5 glasses of it.
Holy.
All right. Well, for those of us that are commuting to work this morning, how's the traffic looking?
All righty. Well, as you start to head out there, we do have a problem on the Jersey Turnpike southbound. Now, you know what? They just cleared that, too. Southbound around 13, there was an accident on the outer roadway. They just got that out of the way. And then southbound Route 17 between Route 4 and Farview Avenue, that earlier overturn, that now has been cleared. If you're traveling out on Route 3 on the eastbound side coming into Tunley Avenue, again, right lane construction, FDR Drive southbound construction between 79th Street and 71st Street. Now, Mass Transit running on or close to schedule on alternate side. Excuse me. Alternate side is once again today going to be in effect. And this report is a service to Lowe's. Great values are happening now during the Lowe's Pro Summer Savings. Get select appliance specials, values even more, and plus shop other great values across the store. Shop in store or online. Lowe's, the new home for pros. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you very much, Joseph. Coming up in the next half hour, we have our guest, Eric David Benari. I keep on messing that up, and I'm sorry. For some reason, I had it in my head it was David. Eric David Benari, he's going to be talking about a really, really great charity called Techie Youth. He'll tell us all about it momentarily. We also have your Jet Set Juliet travel update coming up, and that is going to be very cool because if you're hoping to travel to England, you have just received the best news ever. Also, we have a lot of cruise fans out there listening. Every few weeks, I like to give you an update on what things are like on the boats, on the big boats, and I will do that today. All of that coming up after the 77 seconds of headlines. Good morning, everyone. Again, I'm Juliet Huddy with your 77-second news update. Today is the day that we kick off the ice bucket challenge. So if somebody dumps a pail of ice water on you, don't be offended because it's for ALS and it's raising a lot of money. Also, two tornadoes touched down in New Jersey yesterday. The tornadoes spawned in Ewing Township and also in Toms River. The National Weather Service is heading to the area later on this morning. They're trying to determine the strength of the tornado and exactly what happened there. And an ominous bit of news on the pandemic front. The United States is nearing last summer's numbers when it comes to infections and hospitalizations, but so far, deaths are much lower than they were. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden underwent a successful medical procedure on Thursday, her husband Joe by her side. And a heartbreaking tragedy at the vessel yet again over there at Hudson Yards. Another person has leaped to their death from the giant interactive sculpture, this time a 15-year-old boy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doubling down on mask rules, but the D.C. police backing up on those rules. There was a memo that went out, and apparently they're walking back the memo. We'll tell you exactly what happened with that. And so much more, including traffic with Joe Nolan, weather with moi. And all I have to say is just it's going to be a great couple of days, so be very excited about that. Humidity is going to start to go down later today, which I'm really looking forward to. But I'll give you the full forecast. Frank has his business news, and we'll bring you all of the rest of the news. But in the meantime, we're going to have a guest join us momentarily, and stay with us.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
No, his name is not David Eric Benari. It's Eric David Benari. That's I kept saying David Eric for some reason today, Eric, but I apologize. Is it Benari or Benari?
Benari.
Benari. Perfect. Yeah. Well, look at that. So this is a great, great organization you have. It's called Techie Youth. And rather than me try to explain it, why don't you tell us a little bit about what this charity is all about, this organization?
Absolutely. So Techie Youth is a charity that was formed about 6-7 years ago. And the purpose of it was initially to help youth who are reaching their age of emancipation from foster care to be financially self-sufficient and stable financially prior to their age of emancipation.
What happens? That is age what, 18?
So it depends on the state. In New York, it could be anywhere between 18 and 21, which is an anomaly. Most states, it's either 18 or 21. But what happens to most of them statistically is they become homeless or incarcerated.
Oh wow.
Literally. Almost all of them. So, but it makes sense. I mean, like, logically, it's terrible, but it's heartbreaking. But the thing is that if they're in foster care, that means they have no family to take them. So now they hit that age, and then they lose their benefits, which is housing included. And if they can't financially self-sustain, they really have nowhere to go. So that's what happens.
So basically what you do is your organization gets in there and tries to get them before they start to go off to that route that takes them to hell and beyond. And one of the things that you're doing is you're on Monday, I believe it is, you're going to be giving more than 100 of these at-risk teens laptops to basically jumpstart their tech careers. Now, tell us a little bit about this program and how this whole thing came about.
Okay, so first off is we expanded from foster care because New York City asked us, can you also help homeless youth? Can you help pregnant and parenting teens and all these? We ended up with lots of different youth. So this coming Monday, we have all sorts of at-risk youth coming to pick up laptops because our program teaches them financial skills that are computer-based, how they can earn money while working remotely, and they need a computer for that.
Wow, that's smart. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them do it from phones and stuff, but it's just really a tough way to make money from a telephone. So we've gotten donors to give us over 100 different laptops to distribute to them. So that's what we're
talking with Eric David Benari. He's the founder and executive director of Techie Youth. How'd you get into this? Why is this particular cause so personal and so important to you?
It didn't start out personal. I knew nothing about foster care, and I ended up in a random conversation with a caseworker from foster care some 7 years ago, and she told me like what happens to this to like youth who are in foster care and they reach their age of emancipation. And I was working in tech. I was a chief technical officer of a company, and like I had previously been in Yahoo and a few other organizations. And I just said, in my head, I said, I have to do something about this, and can tech fix the problem? And as it turns out, it can.
Wow. Can you give us any little success stories of some of the kids that you've worked with?
So we've had a lot of success stories in many different unexpected ways. So my favorite story is one youth who we trained to be a help desk support technician ended up teaching tech to kindergartners and first graders in Harlem. So it was like, that was the greatest thing, because he's basically repeating what
paying
we did.
Paying it forward.
Yeah, paying it forward, exactly.
Yeah.
How do you find the foster children that you end up mentoring and helping train?
So initially, we were literally going into their group, foster care group homes, which is like a modern day orphanage, and recruiting them straight out of there, and literally individually, like just persuading them to come to our classroom. But at this point, we work with New York City, and they send us the youth, which is great because there's 3,000 teens in foster care in New York City alone.
And final question, how challenging is it to get in with some of these kids? I mean, do they put up a fight, or are they mostly receptive to you?
It's interesting because we work with lots of at-risk youth, and it's different depending on the demographics. So the foster kids are great. Honestly, it's pretty easy with them. But like juvenile justice youth, those are the tough ones because they don't want to be there. A lot of them are in second chance incarceration. In programs to avoid incarceration, whereas if they don't come to class in our program, they get put back in incarceration. So they really don't want to be there, but they just would rather be at Techie Youth than going to jail or juvenile justice.
How can we help out?
We need donations terribly. We work on about 5% of the budget of most other organizations that have 3,000 youth and this amount of care, because our program is 150 hours long for 3,000 youth. Mm-hmm. And we're literally on a tiny shoestring budget. We need donations really badly.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post it on Jet Set Juliet and on the 77 WABC site and the 77 WABC Early News site. Murano.
Absolutely. All my stuff as well. What's the website?
TechieYouth.org. TechieYouth.org.
I want to talk to you after this because I would really like to help you out. Go in and deal with some of these kids. I think that's a wonderful thing you're doing, and
you.
I'm happy that you're here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be
here. Thanks for waking up early. Sorry about that. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Eric David Benari for joining us. Techie Youth.
5:37. Let's get a look at traffic and transit on the sevens with Joe Nolan. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, and good morning, Frank. Good morning, Juliet. And as we head on out, we've got problems on the drive southbound between 79th and 71st Street. That road work that's there pretty much every night. So, again, that would be on the southbound side of 295. Now, on the Long Island Expressway on the westbound side, you've got problems at the Clearview. An accident, one lane out of service. Again, that would be on the inbound side of the Long Island Expressway. Earlier problems on the Jersey Turnpike have been cleared. Earlier problems on Route 17, just south of Route 4, have also been cleared. There was no return vehicle at that point. Just check with Mass Transit. Everybody rolling right along, no problems whatsoever. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations, again, today are in effect. Traffic on the sevens. I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, well, let me tell you what's happening business-wise. We had an interesting day on the stock market yesterday, even though there was some bad economic news, especially with regard to jobless claims, which were much higher than expected, and second quarter GDP, which was a bit lower than expected. We saw a pretty good day on the stock market. The Dow Jones jumped 153 points. The S&P 500 gained 18, and the Nasdaq added 15 points. In Washington, Senate leaders agree on the need for a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure bill, but they're at odds over the Democratic follow-up plan. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Senate is on track to pass both the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a subsequent $3.5 trillion Democratic measure covering a wide swath of legislative priorities. That ranges from child care to climate change. Republican Leader Mitch McConnell called the follow-up bill a reckless tax and spending spree. Democrats will have to pass the second bill through a process of budget reconciliation, a procedure requiring only a simple majority to pass. They'd need all 50 of their Senate members on board, which is not a certainty. Vice President Harris would be available to push 50 votes to 51 if needed. Juliet?
Thank you, sir. It is now time for the Jet Set Juliet travel update. You can follow me at Jet Set Juliet on Twitter and Instagram. And we have some exciting news we're going to start with from overseas, specifically the UK. Officials announced this week, Sydney Rosenberg, are you listening? That fully vaccinated visitors from the U.S. can now skip quarantine in England. This is a huge move and one that a lot of folks, myself included, were not sure was going to happen, actually. The U.S. under the Biden administration has remained, shall we say, strict when it comes to allowing foreigners here on vacation, including those coming from Britain. But Reuters reporting officials in London say travelers from the U.S. are indeed welcome. Right now, though, and this is a big deal, it's just England. It's not Wales. It's not Scotland. The welcome mat rolls out for us starting this Monday to England. So Sid and his family are all set for their trip later on this month. Don't have to freak out about it. UK Transport Minister Grant Shapps says England's reopening would likely pave the way for the rest of the UK over the coming weeks. And this is fantastic news for the travel industry, from airlines to cruise lines. Speaking of, the ones leaving from ports in England have really been struggling to stay afloat, pun intended. So anyway, if your future includes a trip to England, you'll have to show proof of a negative COVID test before departing and upon arrival. It's a not so subtle message from the British government to America. We opened. We're doing our part. It's time for you to step up and allow vaccinated travelers from the UK, EU and Canada. Don't know when that's going to happen. Meantime, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says that he is in discussions with the Biden administration over some sort of travel corridor. But of course, it's two ways, not just one. Note to President Biden, if he's listening. Okay, I know we have a lot of cruise fans out there listening, and every few weeks I like to give you an update on what things are like as the waterbound industry gets underway and deals with the many ups and downs and twists and turns of the pandemic. A lot of travelers have been holding off on booking a cruise on one of the big ships because, you know, they're just not sure if it's safe. I mean, we remember when COVID was first hitting, the cruises were like, it was a big problem. They were essentially petri dishes. And in addition, folks are not convinced that it's going to be as fun as it normally is. But travel experts who have been sent to the different lines to see how things are adjusting say the cruise companies aren't just meeting passenger expectations. They are exceeding them. They're not just striving. They're surviving. Surviving. They're thriving. Jeez, I screwed that one up, didn't I? Sure. Royal Caribbean in particular gets rave reviews. And one of the reasons is that passengers know exactly what is expected of them and what the parameters are before they ever even board. One expert who sailed recently said the crew in particular has a renewed sense of pride. I bet they do. I bet they're just really grateful to be working. Yeah, they have a renewed sense of pride in their jobs and appreciation of being able to work again. And this is key, interact with guests. You know, sometimes you'll go on cruise ships, you know, it's customer service sometimes. Sometimes they're kind of grumpy. This is not the case from across the board. Every travel expert I have researched says that the crews have been just phenomenal. Experts also say there are fewer passengers on board, so there really aren't lines. And if they are, they're short. So conversely, some say the energy on board has kind of taken a little bit of a hit. So I have to be honest, if you're the kind of traveler that likes a lot of excitement and razzle dazzle and, you know, the energy of like, yeah, everything's loud and, you know, packed. If you're looking for one nonstop party, you're either going to have to make it yourself or find like-minded folks or maybe just wait, because this is a more kind of laid-back boating experience, cruising experience these days. Then again, if you're cool with just chilling and you like a little bit more space and you don't want to have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to put out your towel at the, you know, the best places by the pool deck, the vibe, according to the experts, is much more laid back than it was pre-pandemic. There is a lot more space. You can get things a lot easier. That sounds amazing to me, but then again, I'm 50, not 30. So that may be a negative for some folks. But overall, people who've been on the cruises, I've done a lot of research, you know, looked at people's reviews, bloggers, just regular folks, and people seem to say it's actually almost better. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that it's not the total chaos that it always is on some of these cruise ships, which is kind of good news. I mean, again, it's something that I really like, but I also used to love the sort of party scene. So I'm a little bit older now, and I don't necessarily need that. So we'll just have to keep tabs on this, and I'll keep letting you know what's going on.
All right.
And that's your Jet Set Julia travel update for this Friday.
And thanks to Peerless Sports, here's what's happening in the world of sports. Yankee fans are celebrating today after the Yankees acquired another big bat. The Yankees traded for first baseman Anthony Rizzo from the Chicago Cubs. Rizzo has 14 home runs on the season and was an integral part of helping the Cubs win the World Series in 2016. Speaking of the Yankees, they did not have a good night in St. Petersburg, Florida yesterday. They lost by 2 touchdowns, 14-0. The Mets fared a little bit better, but also went down to the Braves 6-3 at home. The Yankees will play the Miami Marlins tonight. The Mets will be home and take on the Reds. The New York Knickerbockers are collecting 3 new players after a wild draft featuring a number of trades. New York ended up taking Houston's Quentin Grimes in the first round, Lithuanian Rokas Žukauskaitis in the second round, and West Virginia Miles McBride later in the second round. Grimes averaged 17.8 points last season with the Cougars. The Nets are adding 4 new players thanks to last night's draft. Brooklyn selected Cameron Thomas out of LSU with the 27th overall pick. And the Jets have their new quarterback. Officially, New York came to an agreement on a rookie deal with signal caller Zach Wilson. The BYU quarterback was the 2nd overall pick in the past NFL draft. And finally, the Rangers are acquiring some toughness. New York traded for Ryan Reeves from the Vegas Golden Knights. In 209 games with Vegas, Reeves recorded 18 goals and 42 points to go along with 158 penalty minutes. The Blue Shirts will send a 2022 third round pick back to the Knights in exchange. Well, we would never trade up for our traffic reporter. Joel Nolan is the best in the business.
Well, I do like Susie Sarongi.
Well, and I like
Susie. I love Susie too.
She's the best. I love her to death.
Maybe we'll trade him and a commentator to be named later for Debbie Duhaime and Susie Sarongi.
No. We've got to know. I mean,
more than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll throw in Sid.
Whoa. Look at you. We'll throw in Sid. I throw wallets. Sid, Molly, Rob.
We'll throw you in too. Free up some money under the salary cap.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. Inbound LIE again, right at the Clearview. An accident, 1 lane going to be out of service as you come inbound. Now, on Route 17, we had an earlier problem up by Route 4. That is now long gone. Southbound Jersey Turnpike by 13A. That one also out of the way. And just generally around, you know, you're in pretty good shape. Really not much for you to worry about. Mass Transit still all in good shape. And alternate side is in effect. The supportive service of America's best contacts and eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get 2 pairs and a free exam for just $69.95. That's not just a better deal. It's America's best. Book your exam online today. In certain states, eye exams provided by independent ophthalmologists. See store for details. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7th, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. You know what today is? Besides the fact that it's July 30th, it's National Cheesecake Day.
Oh, I actually did hear about that.
I am a cheesecake fanatic.
I eat far too much of it than I should.
I don't eat far too much of it, and I probably shouldn't, but it is a delicious treat. And what would you say your favorite cheesecake is and who makes it?
Well, I like Italian cheesecakes, which is a little bit of a different style. But
is it? Wait, what is it? What exactly is it?
It's more, I think it's made with rigotte instead of cream cheese. I think that's the key difference. Yeah. But
it's fluffier.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's a little less sweet. It's a little less sweet. But in terms of the original garden, the New York style cheesecake, I like a Junior's cherry cheesecake.
Oh, okay. I would say,
which, according to my brother Nicholas, who was tasked with picking up one at our last family function, a full size Junior's cherry cheesecake from the original Junior's in Brooklyn, it goes for something like $54.
Holy moly. I like the cheesecake that basically tastes like you are having a giant piece of cream cheese with cheese in it. Like, I like that thick, like, New York cheesecake, but I like the strawberries. Strawberry compote on it. At any rate, on this day,
I meant to say strawberry as well.
Oh, really?
I said cherry. Okay. I misspoke.
Yeah, I'm not a cherry person.
Yeah.
I like those, well, anyway.
On
this day, July 30th, 762, a little before my time.
By the way, I'm just looking. They sell at Junior's both a strawberry cheesecake and a cherry cheesecake. So I'm glad I clarified my position. But the large strawberry cheesecake does go for $52.
That's absurd. I mean, is there gold leaf in it? Does it come with a BMW? 762, the city of Baghdad was founded. I just wanted you to know that was on this day in 762.
Well, also on this day in 1718, the Pennsylvania founder William Penn died.
Oh, well, that's very sad. Did they have a funeral, a big thing going through the city?
I would think so. The state.
Oh.
Commonwealth, actually.
Well, in 1729, the place that would be the future home of my beloved yet embattled Baltimore Orioles, Baltimore was founded.
In 1956.
Whoa, that was fast. Okay.
In 1956. Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I just need more time to look at what's happening in the day. Okay.
In 1956, the phrase, "In God We Trust," was adopted as the national motto of the United States.
Oh, that's nice. Well, in 1775, just a year before our baby birth country, of the country, Captain James Cook, with resolution, returns to England.
And
explorer.
In 1974, the House Judiciary Committee voted 21-17 on the final of three charges of high crimes and misdemeanors to impeach President Richard Nixon. Nixon resigned before the issue could come to trial.
Well, this is interesting. In 1836, the first English language newspaper was published in Hawaii.
And in 1975, former Teamsters Union president Jimmy Hoffa disappeared from the Detroit area, never to be heard from or seen again.
Well, in 1844, Joe Nolan, are you listening?
The first U.S. yacht club, organized by John Cox Stevens and eight of his friends, was formed. The New York Yacht Club, they called it.
In 1999, Linda Tripp was charged with illegal wiretapping in Maryland for recording her phone conversations with former White House intern Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln issues the eye for eye order to shoot a rebel prisoner for every black prisoner shot.
Well, in 2003, in a speech at the White House, President Bush said he accepted personal responsibility for a controversial line in his State of the Union address, which linked Iraq to attempted uranium purchases in Africa. Among other things, it was the impetus for Bush's strike against Iraq.
Well, this was a bad day for him. He didn't know it yet. But in 1914, after initial reluctance, the Tsar of Russia, Nicholas II, was persuaded to decree a general mobilization in response to Austria. Think of the thousands and thousands of men who will be sent to their deaths, he claimed. And he was right.
And in 2009, President Obama played host to Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates and Cambridge, Massachusetts police sergeant James Crowley in the White House Rose Garden. The meeting, which was dubbed the Beer Summit by some members of the media, was designed to reduce tensions created when Crowley arrested Gates at his home a few weeks earlier, and the president accused the police of acting stupidly.
I'm going to just read this one. I'm not sure how true this is, but I'm looking at a picture and it is horrifying. In 1945, after delivering the atomic bomb across the Pacific, the cruiser, the USS Indianapolis, was torpedoed. It was sunk by a Japanese submarine. 880 of the crew died, many after being attacked by sharks. The inspiration for the movie Jaws? Is that right?
I did not know that.
That Rob says yes. No. I didn't know that.
What does Rob know?
But this picture is very disturbing to me that I'm looking at here on This Day thing. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, that's been On This Day for July 30th. If you have a birthday, happy birthday.
Absolutely. All right. Well, quite a bit of other news aside from what's happening on this day. Massachusetts is suing food delivery service Grubhub, accusing it of charging excessive fees during the pandemic. Attorney General Maura Healey says the company violated rules designed to protect the restaurant industry from the pandemic. Healey says Grubhub repeatedly overcharged restaurants based on the parameters established by the state. The suit seeks to stop the practice and return the overcharged fees to state restaurants.
Let's head out to New Jersey. A Black Lives Matter mural painted by some New Jersey high schoolers was painted over by the town after complaints from neighbors. The Clifton High School students, the original design included five fists of different colors to represent races coming together. But before they had a chance to finish the first fist, some locals complained, saying that they didn't appreciate the political undertones. They didn't let the whole thing be painted. But anyway, the one fist that made it It didn't last long. It was painted over by workers with a white box.
President Biden will reportedly meet with top Democrats today to try and hammer out a voting rights bill. The New York Times quotes congressional aides who say Biden will meet with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer to discuss a voting rights proposal that would pass with GOP senators. The White House has declined to comment on the report. Yesterday, Senator Amy Klobuchar confirmed that a small group of Democratic senators have been working on a scaled back version of the bill.
A New Jersey Trump supporter gets a big boost by the state's Supreme Court. They say she can keep her obscene and to many offensive anti-Biden signs up. Banners with F Trump, with the F part written out for all the neighborhood children to see. Biden blows, Joe Biden sucks, et cetera, et cetera, have been blaring on her fence and the home for months now. But Andrea Dick of Roselle Park says she is not taking them down, citing free speech. And the ACLU and the court agreed, saying that they are protected by the First Amendment. Dick says she has received some hate mail from as far as California. The Roselle Park mayor, meantime, Joe Signorello, called the decision a moral loss and says, quote, you can't legislate decency, and that's a sad reality.
Close to 4 million American children in low-income families are at risk of not getting the monthly payment from the expanded child tax credit this year. That's according to a new report from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities published yesterday. The IRS started doling out the payments on July 15th, and the credit was passed as part of the American Rescue Plan. Eligible families get up to $300 for a child under the age of 6 and $250 for a child under the age of 18. The report says families may miss out on the credit because they haven't filed a recent tax return or updated key information with the IRS.
Well, he was one hot sommelier, but now he is seeing red, and it is not this year's vintage. 35-year-old Caleb Ganser busted for a trio of attacks that left several structures up in smoke. This is so insane. This guy was like the hottest thing in wine. He was Food and Wine Magazine's Sommelier of the Year back in 2017. He has worked in some of the best restaurants, not just in New York or the country, but the world, including Daniel and 11 Madison Park here, wow, in New York. Yeah. But his career is going down in a blaze. That is for sure. FDNY officials say he started a fire at Prince Street Pizza's outdoor dining shed back in early July. They had video of that, and that linked him to several other fires that fit the same pattern. A bio on an industry website of him featured video of him with a blowtorch and a bottle of port and a big smile.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? This guy's 35 years old. Good-looking guy. Why, was featured all over the place.
But why did he set these places on fire?
I don't know. Why does anybody go and light fires? I mean, it seems so bizarre.
And you know who the owner of Prince Street Pizza is?
No.
Frank Morano. No relation.
Oh, geez. You just scared
no
me.
No relation.
Oh.
I'm told the pizza is quite good, though.
Well, maybe he didn't like the smell of pizza.
557 traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan. Hello there, Joe.
Speaking of pizza, are we doing that or what's going on?
Yes.
Juliet's going to give me the dates that the two of you conspired about and didn't share with me.
Well, it was supposed to be Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th,
right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, you can't do it.
I have Michaels of Brooklyn on the Friday the 13th.
Can you cancel it?
No, I can't cancel it. I'm locked in. Well, you guys can come to the Michaels of Brooklyn dinner, but we want to do the Westfield dinner. What are the other two dates?
What were the other two?
The three Fridays in a row.
6, 13, and 20.
20, yeah.
Friday the 20th. I feel like I have something, but maybe let's say tentatively Friday the 20th.
I'm in.
Okay, maybe.
Did you just hear what he said? Maybe.
I'll go over that with you after.
I mean, the guy wants to make plans with us, but he's got 7,000 things.
Why don't we do Thursday?
No, Thursday.
All right. We'll come back.
What?
Traffic and transit on the 7s, Joe Nolan.
On the Van Wyck northbound at Jamaica Avenue, again, an accident there. That's in the process of being cleared. Southbound, again, quite a bit of rubbernecking still. So this is a bad accident on the Van Wyck. You want to avoid that if you can't. Really, there's really not a lot you can do there. So as you're coming northbound on the Van Wyck at Jamaica Avenue, again, that accident continues. The left lane now is out. If you're inbound on the LIA at the Clearview, we still have that one as well. Still delays. You should come out of Nassau County now right to the Clearview. Mass transit, everybody's on or close and alternate sides in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Red Apple Media is proud to celebrate 100 years as one of America's most influential radio stations and New York's first. WABC. And WLIR-FM, Hampton Bays.
From around the world to around the block, this is a WABC 77 Second News Update.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. I'm Juliet Huddy with your 77-second news update, as you just heard the fine gentleman say. An ominous bit of news on the pandemic front. The U.S. is nearing last summer's numbers when it comes to infections and hospitalizations. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doubled down on mask rules, but apparently the D.C. police are walking back that policy. We'll tell you more about that. Meantime, Dr. Anthony Fauci is backing up the reversal of the CDC's mask rules. And breaking news this morning, ask and you shall receive. The CDC says the data backing this up will be published today, talking about how the vaccinated people can spread the COVID variant just as easily as unvaccinated people. The soft touch to COVID days are over. President Biden says he's going to launch a much tougher approach. He says he'll require the country's 2 million federal workers to show proof of vaccination or submit to weekly testing. And America grabbed the gold despite the exit of one of their stars in gymnastics. Team USA gymnast Sunisa Lee roared to victory, winning gold in the all-around. And Simone Biles fighting back at critics who mocked her. She posted a clip of her practicing in Tokyo, falling from the bars. She said she was suffering from something the gymnastics world calls the twisties. We're going to have traffic, weather, and so much more, including a business report coming up on the 77 WABC Early News momentarily. In the meantime, Frank, what are we going to be talking about in business news, by the way?
Well, we are going to be talking about the incredible President Biden has an idea for a vaccine incentive. He wants to pay you to get vaccinated.
All right. Well, on that note, 77 WABC News coming right up.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. Friday is here a few minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Good morning, Frank. Hope everybody is going to have a wonderful weekend. You're going to have a great weekend as far as the weather goes from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Today we're looking at sunny skies with a high of 81 degrees. The humidity is actually going to be a bit high. But as the day goes on, it'll start to lower. And by the evening, we'll have clear skies, low of around 60. Tomorrow is going to be a glorious day. Generally, sunny skies with a high of 79 degrees and light winds. Saturday night, partly cloudy skies with a low of 65. And into Sunday, we should see some showers later on in the day with partly cloudy skies in the morning. But that leads to a very, very nice day on Monday heading into the work week. It's going to be 81 degrees with mostly sunny skies, maybe some afternoon clouds, no big deal. It looks like the humidity will go up a bit, but tomorrow seems to be the day. We'll have low humidity, 79 degrees, and lots of sun. It seems like it's going to be just delightful.
A 70-year-old endangered Galapagos tortoise is turning to online dating to find love. Hugo the tortoise.
Oh, this is so cute.
Oh, yes.
I love this.
Has lived at the Australian Reptile Park in Somersby, Australia since 1963 and is finally ready to find his soulmate. His match, Estrella, was supposed to join Hugo from Germany last year, but COVID quarantine measures prevented them from meeting in person. Now, with Estrella due to join Hugo in September, caretakers have organized virtual dates to introduce the future couple in hopes that the two will be in love by the time she arrives. Park representatives confirmed after their first FaceTime date that the chemistry was off the charts.
Wow, sexy. An ominous bit of news on the pandemic front. The United States is nearing last summer's numbers when it comes to infections and hospitalizations. But at this time last year, we were starting to go down in infections. Right now, we're going up. The one bright side, so far, deaths are much lower than they were.
An amusement park company is entertaining the idea of building an esports arena in Ohio. On Thursday, Cedar Flare Entertainment Company revealed it's looking at its home base of Sandusky, Ohio, for a potential spot for the stadium. A news release states the building would hold up to 1,500 fans, 200 gaming stations, and serve as a beacon for Midwest youth and collegiate gaming and esports. Initial construction plans were submitted to the Sandusky Planning Commission, and if given the green light, the project could break ground by the end of this year.
So people just will go sit in the stands and watch people gaming?
I think so.
I guess they'll have big computer screens?
Evidently, this esports is huge.
Yeah.
A lot of people that I talk to in Atlantic City are talking about all sorts of esports gambling opportunities.
Maybe it's time to invest.
I think the ship may have sailed. I think a lot of people have already ventured so heavily in this.
Yeah,
it's grown. I mean, I think it's a huge, huge business.
Well, if anybody would like to donate a few shares, hey.
Exactly.
You know. Meantime, House Speaker – oh, actually, no. Let's get over to Joe Nolan because it is 6:07 and time for traffic on the Sims. I was just all befuddled because I saw our girl.
Gabby is setting
up
cameras.
Gabby, yes, yeah. Our girl Gabby, sorry. Yeah, she's setting up cameras. Are these going to be going on sometime soon? Oh, like while we're here?
They simulcast. It's a great video stream of the Bernie and Sid show that people could see daily at WABCradio.com and on the 77 WABC YouTube page.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's really cool if you watch it. It really is.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're not simulcasting our show yet, though, Joe.
No, it's too early.
Right? I mean, I got to put on makeup and everything.
I know, really.
Heck no.
All right, Joe, what's happening traffic-wise? My wife's heading out to Long Island. What is she in store for?
Oh, God.
Inbound, don't use the LIE right now. On the inbound LIE, there's a Clearview problem, an accident there. One lane out, and you're backed up into Nassau County, a little bit of rubbernecking eastbound, so okay, use the Grand Central. Van Wyck northbound at Jamaica Avenue, there's a crash, a lot of rubbernecking. So both ways on the Van Wyck, you've got some problems. In New Jersey, 82, 82, 87, 19, 22, all that, again, in good shape, without much of an issue, at least not yet. Mass Transit running right on or close to schedule. Alternate side is in effect. This report of service of America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get two pairs and a free exam for $69.95. That's not just a better deal. It's America's Best. Book your online exam today. In certain states, exams provide an independent ophthalmologist. See store for details. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wanted to double down on mask rules. U.S. Capitol Police had been ordered to arrest visitors and staff members who refused to cover up. The policy was supposed to go into effect today, but breaking news late yesterday, they are now walking back that policy. Now they're ordering officers to simply deny entry and possibly arrest those who enter the House chambers without wearing masks. They released a statement saying, quote, there's no reason it should ever come to someone being arrested. Republicans blasted the move, calling it tyrannical. But others say the deadly Delta strain is sending us backward and masks are proven to help stave off the spread. The new mandate follows announcements from local leaders around the country that masks will once again be required in certain places. Meantime, the CDC's Dr. Rochelle Walensky is speaking out. She says the data that backs reports that vaccinated people can spread the Delta strain as easily as the unvaccinated will be published today. This data is coming out today. The Washington Post reporting it has seen CDC documents on the Delta strain. An announcement is expected today during the White House COVID task force meeting, which is happening later this morning.
American AI company Buffalo Automation and Future Mobility Network are launching Europe's first fully autonomous robo-taxi service in the Netherlands. The robo-taxi service is the first of its kind on many fronts. It's an autonomous electric ferry that's solar-powered and can be hailed with a ride-sharing app, but most notably, it is currently carrying passengers in dense European traffic. The ferry service, dubbed VAR Met Ferry, is subsidized by the Dutch government and will be cost-free for residents until October of 2021.
Well, this is big news. Michigan's longest-serving U.S. senator has passed away. Carl Levin spent 36 years in Congress repping the Democrats. Among the career highlights, he chaired committees on national security issues, supported a strong military, and played sort of the unofficial watchdog to make sure government programs were living up to their promises. The news came Thursday from the Levin Center at Wayne State University. He was 87.
An overdue book is now back at a Scottish library 53 years past its due date. Team supervisor at the Paisley Central Library, Linda Flynn, said she opened up a package that had arrived in the mail. She found a copy of the book, Mrs. Balber Singh's Indian Cookery, with an apology note and about $28 in cash. Flynn said library staff believe the book was last checked out in 1968. But she noted records don't go back that far, so the identity of the person who checked it out remains a mystery. The library plans to donate the money to charity since they are not currently charging overdue fees.
Well, that's wonderful. What an honest person they are. The controversial MyPillow guy is pulling his ads from the place case that arguably made him a star. CEO Mike Lindell is not happy that Fox News refused to run his commercial claiming the election was stolen. The 60-year-old and staunch Trump ally said the spot would not specifically mention claims of fraud, but that wasn't good enough for the folks at the network. It's not clear when his ads will stop running, but the company is one of Fox's longtime and biggest advertisers. And speaking of MyPillow, this is a weird story. Horrible. Cops say a woman was beheaded by her abusive boyfriend. It happened Wednesday near Minneapolis in broad daylight, apparently. The local TV outlets report the decapitated body of America Mafalda Thayer was found lying on the ground next to a car by cops responding to a stabbing report. Thayer's boyfriend, Alexis Saborit, was charged with second-degree murder. The two worked together at MyPillow. And it apparently wasn't the first time that he had gotten rough with her. He had been previously convicted of gross misdemeanor domestic assault. Ugh, awful.
My goodness.
Yeah, really.
Some restaurants are taking the pandemic into their own hands, with the Union Square Hospitality Group here in New York requiring customers and employees to get vaccinated. Danny Meyer, who leads the group, says diners and staff will be required to show a vaccine card, a photo of their vaccine card, or an Excelsior pass. The measure goes into effect on September 7th. Meantime, New York City is reacting to worsening coronavirus case numbers with updated mask guidelines expected to be announced on Monday.
Yeah, in fact, Danny Meyer said if people don't show that they've been vaccinated, they can simply dine somewhere else. And I think you mentioned this, his employees are also under the mandate, but he calls it company policy. And by the way, he has been kind of the standard bearer in the industry. He'll sort of do things that nobody else is willing to do. Like he cut out smoking from restaurants. He was one of the first to do that and so forth. Moving on now, an ancient culture dating back 4,000 years has been a mystery to scientists and historians. But new technology has helped unlock the secrets of the Bronze Age people known as the Vatia. The community lived in Central Europe, but because they mostly cremated their dead, research has been pretty light. But a team from the University of Bologna in Italy used new sampling techniques using remains taken from a cemetery filled with urns. The find in Central Europe along the Danube River in Hungary turned up gold and bronze jewelry, but also some bones, including those of a young woman and her twin 32-week-old fetuses. Experts think she came from another area, and that reinforces the idea that high-ranking women married outside of the community, much like the royal families of later centuries. Hmm. Yeah.
Broadway is preparing for its grand opening by announcing new safety protocols that'll be put in place to beat back COVID-19. Yesterday, the Broadway League and the Actors Equity Association said that all cast and crew members will be required to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The new safety measures also require mandatory vaccinations and weekly testing for theater workers, but some exceptions will be made for some employees who face age or health challenges. Theaters are also required to improve their HVAC systems to improve airflow. Curtains are slated to go up in September.
And in September, we would like to have our Friday dinner out in Westfield with Joe Nolan. We'll talk to him about that in a bit. But, Joe, what's going on with the traffic situation?
Well, before we get there.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, why did I do that?
Because
I keep thinking 15. What's going on with me, Frank?
I don't know. You want to hear from Joe? I don't blame you.
But
before we do, thanks to our friends at Peerless Boilers, let me tell you what's happening in sports. Gyasi Zardes is sending the United States men's national team onto the Gold Cup final. The U.S. beat Qatar 1-0 in Austin behind the 86th-minute goal from the forward from the Columbus Crew. Qatar had a penalty kick in the 61st minute but didn't manage to put it on target. The Americans will face Mexico in Las Vegas on Sunday. Last night, both the Yankees and the Mets had it rough. The Yankees losing 14-0 in Florida against the Tampa Bay Rays. But all is not lost for the Yankees. They have acquired Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs. Anthony Rizzo has 14 home runs on the season and was an integral part of the Cubs World Series winning team in 2016. The Yankees will continue their South Florida trek with an interleague game against the Miami Marlins tonight. Now, the Mets were defeated by the Braves 6-3 last night, but they have lost three. While they still have lost three of their last five, they still lead the NL East by 3.5 games over the Philadelphia Phillies. The Mets will be at home tonight taking on the Reds. Carlos Carrasco is expected to make his season debut for the Mets. He'll be opposed by former Yankee Sonny Gray. The Knicks are collecting a few new players after a wild draft featuring a number of trades. New York ended up taking Houston's Quentin Grimes in the first round, Lithuanian Rokas Jokubaitis in the second round, and West Virginia's Miles McBride later in the second round. And for those of you that follow Major League Soccer, New York City's football club will host the Columbus Crew tonight at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. 6:17. Sid doesn't like the soccer scores. You're welcome to do the sports, Sid. We did them.
Oh,
did
my
them.
Lord in heaven.
You're welcome to do them.
All right. Well, let me just give you a quick update on the weather. Sid, you should be very happy about this. Did you hear my Jet Set Juliet travel update
today? No, he didn't react. He doesn't have the best hearing.
Oh, I know.
By the way, you look really pretty.
Oh, thank you. And thank you. I put makeup on.
All right. We're going to let you guys continue
the
conversation.
Okay, sorry. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, today we're looking at a sunny, sunny day with a high of only 81 degrees, although humidity will be kind of high, but no big deal because it's only going to be 81. Should be beautiful. Clear skies tonight, low of 60. Tomorrow is going to be the perfect day, probably the best day of the summer. That's my prediction. 79 degrees, sunny, low humidity, absolutely beautiful. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Sunny on Monday, but going to be not sunny on Sunday, unfortunately. That's the one day we should see some showers. But by Monday, generally sunny skies, 81 degrees, and a few afternoon clouds.
6:17, let's hear from Joe Nolan, who's got traffic and transit on the 7th.
Inbound Long Island Expressway at the Clearview, there is an accident there. One lane out of service, northbound on the Van Wyck, Jamaica Avenue, a crash, and southbound, quite a bit of rubbernecking. So as you head either way on the Van Wyck, you've got trouble getting into Jamaica Avenue. Inbound George Washington Bridge now on the upper level, there's a stalled vehicle. Also on Route 9 northbound at New Brunswick Avenue, an accident with one lane out of service. Now mass transit, everybody there still in pretty good shape. Alternate side is in effect, and this report is a service of America's best contacts and eyeglasses. Don't overpay for glasses. Get two pairs and a free exam, $69.95. That's not just a better deal, it's America's best. Book your exam online today in certain states. Eye exam provided by independent ophthalmologist. See store for details. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you very much, sir. Well, we just heard the weather, so I don't need to do that. I'm all discombobulated today. I don't know what it is. I've got a lot of stuff
Friday.
Going on
You got
today.
A case of the Fridays.
Got a case of the Fridays, that is for sure. So, Sydney, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You look very happy and lovely today.
Well, thank you.
You look
thank
like
you.
It's a Friday.
Yeah, I feel like it's a Friday.
Yeah, you feel good, right?
Yeah.
Frank, you, how about you, buddy?
Oh, Friday as can be. TGIF.
AC, where are you going this weekend?
No, I am meeting. I have three separate cocktail rendezvous yes. In Manhattan today. And then we're having a small barbecue at our house tomorrow, and then I'm going to probably go to my dad's on Sunday.
That's a lovely weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Very nice.
And, you know, I catch up on a lot of work and stuff.
Sure.
And, you know, yeah. I'll be on the Cats Roundtable Sunday morning.
No.
Oh, look at you.
The guy doesn't stop working, ever.
You need to stop.
You need to give yourself a break.
Trust smell me. The roses,
trust
Frankie.
Me. I'm fine. Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah, but when you're not working, you should probably also give yourself a break from drinking. Just you got to let that body just
obviously,
relax.
Juliet, I'm not going to drink while I'm working.
Well, no. So I'm saying, I said when you're not working and you're not drinking.
Right.
That's well. Just forget it.
By the way,
there's
nothing obvious about you not drinking at work either. That's not a chance of that happening. Of course, there's a chance of that.
No, there's not.
Oh,
of course,
him.
No, come on.
No way.
5.5 hours sounding semi-coherent. You can't do that if
I've done that a million times.
Well, you're more of a seasoned professional than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but you did that years ago.
When it comes to broadcasting and drinking.
When I was young. Now I'm retired, of course. And not all the time. There were many days I couldn't make it in. I can't tell you how many times I would call Bernie at like 4:45 in the morning, and I'd be holed up in some motel in New York City with a pile of cocaine. And I'd be like, Bernie, I can't make it. And he goes, Sid, put on a pair of sunglasses. Put on a jacket, get here. Just effing get here.
Thank God for Bernie doing that.
I never got in.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
he
got fired anyway.
I got fired 10 times. The show would always start. We were on MSNBC at the time. We were a very popular morning show, I miss. And he would always start the show with my chair being empty. So before you even saw Don or Charles or Bernie or Lou, you would see this empty chair.
Oh, my.
And then you hear Imus go, oh, Sid's not here again. That degenerate. Where is he this morning, Bernie? You hear from him? But he's like, no, never heard from him.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Well, thank God you've shaped your life up.
Thank God. I don't miss those days.
Taking care of your kids and being a good dad.
That's
great
me.
Dad, actually.
Thank
you are.
You. Thank
you are. You love you. You love those kids.
I do.
You are a sweetheart. I mean, hearing you talk about your dad and the emotion and everything, it shows a whole different side of you sometimes. I think sometimes people don't see.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that. Thank you. Yeah, that's why do you think Danielle stuck around for 29 years?
Yeah.
She don't need me. She's gorgeous. Successful.
See, I have to say, my husband was like, wow, she's really pretty. I said, yeah, watch it, buddy.
She is very striking.
No,
she's gorgeous, and she's a very successful attorney. She's doing phenomenally well.
Yeah.
And almost 30 years, so I must have done something.
Jeez, that's crazy to me.
Must have done something right along the way, right?
Well, I'm 4 years, so.
4 years. That's a good start.
That's a record for me.
That's a good start.
Almost two. Come on. No slouch here.
Look at you.
No slouch
here.
Thank you. All right. What's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show today?
Well, Tiki Barber is going to stop by today.
Oh.
You know, it's odd. He can't talk about the Real Housewives of New Jersey because it's not official yet. Mm-hmm. His wife, Tracy, of course, is a rookie, a newbie on the show. Mm-hmm. She's got a very big role, and she's, I hear from insiders, Dolores, that she does a really, really good job. She's fearless.
Oh.
So she's going to end up getting a major role, I think, on that show. But Tiki can't talk about that. So we'll talk about all these amazing sports moves. I mean, there's been crazy baseball trades and basketball trades and college football teams moving conferences and NFL training camps opening up next week. So
trading deadline tomorrow for baseball?
Yes.
So Mets going
to
get...
They need to do something.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in first place, but you know, 3.5, 4 games.
It's
and
a weak
very
first
good.
Place.
Yeah,
yeah,
very weak first place. I mean, the Yankees go out and get two great Italian ball players, Joey Gallo and Anthony Rizzo.
So is Joey Gallo, I couldn't tell if people were pulling my leg on this. Is Joey Gallo really the grandson of Crazy Joe Gallo?
I don't know that. You know, and I knew those guys. Believe it or not, Kid Blast, Albert, was at my bar mitzvah because my next door neighbor was cousins with them. Jimmy Breslin wrote the great book, The Gang That Couldn't Shoot Straight. Mm. That was about the Gallo brothers. I don't know if he's related or not. But it is going to be funny to have a Gallo in the Bronx playing baseball.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Anthony's a great story. Anthony grew up in Coral Springs right by me in Boca. He was a phenomenal high school player, got drafted, ended up with Hodgkin's disease.
Oh, wow.
And his career was really in jeopardy. We didn't know what was going to happen. He was very sick. And he's going to have an amazing career with the Cubbies, won a World Series, and now he's living his dream coming to New York. So Gallo and Rizzo on the way to New York.
What was your reaction to the interim president of the MTA, Sarah Feinberg, announcing that she's resigning?
I was sad. I like her. I don't know why I like her. She's kind of cute.
She's so pretty. No, she's on the screen right now. I'm like, man, she's really pretty.
That's why I like her.
I mean,
I don't know. I can't tell if she's done a good job. I don't know what she's done. But like you, I look at the TV, I go, she's pretty. Keep her.
Keep her. I was listening to you guys yesterday. Or I saw a clip of you yesterday with Lauren Conlon and how she's trying to be taken more seriously.
I mean, come
and
on.
Watching you, it was absolutely
Well, that was Tuesday.
I saw the clip yesterday. I started crying with you in the corner laughing. It was
no. She does have a serious news job here, but she makes it impossible because as soon as she sits down, she starts to giggle and laugh. But she's a great kid, and those are great. Those Instagram posts. Now we've got one with Lauren up, with Dolores up, a few others. They're doing a great job in there. Gabby Lopez, WABCRadio.com. They simulcast our show every morning.
Yeah.
Chris Conti, Doug, they all do a terrific job.
Exactly.
Yeah. Great so that's people. The show today. We've got Tiki. We've got this kid. What's his name? The long-haired kid. The singer. You
Constantine Maroulis.
The long-haired kid. The logo. You know he's got Debbie Gibson, Lisa Loeb, and some other people
on
his
show. Oh, and Sophie B. Hawkins.
Sophie, is that it this week?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
that's a huge show.
Completely jealous. I mean, are they going to be live in studio, or has this already been taped?
I'm going to ask him this morning. I love Debbie Gibson.
Do you understand? Shake Your Love. Shake Your Love. I mean, that was my getting ready song when I was in college.
See, I'm such a wuss boy. I'm more the Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand. In Your Eyes by Debbie Gibson kills me.
Well, that's a good one. But the funny thing is, Lisa Loeb. I did a thing when I was on set over at Fox, and I started singing that Lisa Loeb song, Stay.
Yeah.
And on the first show, I believe it was first show of the Colbert Report, when it first started, they brought her on, and they used that clip of me singing, and then all of a sudden see her on set starting to sing and finish it. It was very funny, yeah.
And now they've made a commercial stealing that basically from you with her.
Yeah,
is that
a
Geico commercial or something?
Something like that,
yeah.
But I love her.
That is a big show, yes. Coming up tomorrow, he replaced Joseph Aboudis on 5 o'clock before Cousin Brucey, Saturday nights.
Right, and Tony Orlando also doing a great job, 10 p.m.
He's got a big somebody big tomorrow night, too. I forgot who it was, but it's somebody very, very big. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. I
forget.
I love the music stuff, man.
Me too.
Me too.
I listen every Saturday night, and it will be the soundtrack of my party this Saturday.
Hey, now.
Tony Orlando this week will have his Andy Kim will be on with Tony Orlando.
Well, have a nice weekend, everybody.
Thank you, dear. You too. Say hi to your family.
We'll see you on the beach.
That's not happening, but maybe
I'll be there.
I'll be at
Atlantic Beach tomorrow morning, so if you want to come by and say hello at the Catalina Country Club, I guess.
Oh, that's very nice.
Beach Club, come on by and say hello.
Well, after my 90-day Pilates challenge, maybe I'll show up.
Ah, there you go.
All
right. What do you say we get out of here?
Well,
right?
I got to stay. I'm going to be doing the
Oh, you're sticking around until 9.
Hour,
great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get out of here.
Okay, see you later. No, you've got a meeting.
Yeah, I'm going to find a place to nap. I want to thank Peelless Boiler for making Sid Rosenberg available to us to give us a preview of what was coming up on the Bernie and Sid show today.
It's going to be a beautiful day, guys. Tomorrow's even better. Have a wonderful weekend and stay safe.